Okay, hello people. Okay, very long never go live today. Okay, so I'm going to record this and it will be on YouTube later. So I don't know if you can hear me. If you can hear me, just put a comment there or just type something. Because I thought of talking about the National Day rally. I mean, I want to release the video fast, right? So the best way to release the video fast is to go live lah, so that I don't need to record and post mah. So just now I was watching, so I didn't post anything. As in, I didn't start the live just now because I was watching to the rally lah. So I think you're also watching, right? So I never start the live. So now I start the live because I want to record this video. So just give me a little bit more, or you can, if this is recorded and you're watching the recorded version, right? You can skip a little bit to behind. Okay, I'm gonna start soon. Once we have more people, because I just posted a link in Telegram group. Okay, so if you can hear me, then post a comment so that I know you can hear me. So let's talk about the National Day rally on property. Hi Jasmine, can you hear me? Cannot. You never say can eh. I don't know whether you all can hear me or not. Eh. I hope you all can hear me lah. Ah, can hear. Okay, good. Wow, you are the only one that respond to me. Thank you very much, Jasmine. You know, I blur. I come here, then nobody want to talk to me like that. Then I don't know whether I can. Should I continue or not? Okay, wait, I adjust the webcam a bit. Okay, good. Okay, hello. Yeah, Rafiza, DYS. Oh, I don't know how long I do live stream here. So, okay. Today, a little bit interesting. But actually, if you watch my video, right, a few months ago, I think in June, I talked about this national, not National Day rally, I talked about this HDB thing, this Plus Prime and Standard. I say that something will happen in July because that's what we were told. We were told that the government will start releasing houses with this Prime and Plus and whatever in July. But now they say it's going to happen in October. Ah, do you all hear it or not? Or not? God then say okay or thumbs up, so I know you all got pay attention. Okay, now I'm going to scroll back to the part where you talk about property. Okay, so I assume you all can hear me. 44 people, let's start. Those that's watching recording are so sorry because I also need to wait for people to come in before I can start. Because some people ask questions and all these things. Okay, besides the parental leave, get a lot. I want you to give birth to a lot of babies. We talk about property here, okay? So we're not going to talk about the leaf and the babies, okay? Okay. So one important thing, I think I took a lot of photos, but I feel that the best photo was the one in my Telegram group. So if you're in my Telegram group, you will go to my Telegram group. The first photo I posted was this, actually was not photo. I took a video. They show the house price to income ratio. So it was 4.8 in 2014, then it went to 3.8 in 2019. Actually, to be frank with you, I feel that this is the best chart because it shows us something. Okay, so it shows that 3.8 is a support point. Means that actually 3.8 cannot survive. Because 3.8 means that our property is too cheap. Then it went up during COVID 2022, it went up to 5. 2023, it went up to 4.8. So now 2024 haven't finished, so we don't have the data. But 2022 and 20, what is that? Wait, I go back again. 2014 is the same as at 4.8. Then it went down and go up again. So the government thinks that it's still too high. Okay, this is what was said inside the rally. Okay, so the first thing that we see is that ramping up supplies of HDB flats. Okay, nothing for resale, only BTO. Correct, Jeannie, it has to be like that. Okay, so let's understand this first. I want to explain this first. HDB flats is going to stay affordable. This was his concluding sentence in the rally part of property. He says it will stay affordable for you. The government will make sure it stays affordable for you. Okay. So he don't want people to lose faith in the property prices, which I feel that yes, it's correct, you know. And one very good way to make sure that prices are being maintained, prices are being suppressed, is to ramp up supply. So this is the first thing he said. Is this something new? This is not something new, eh? Because this has been happening all the while, they have been throwing lands and all these things. Even in the private property market, it's also the same thing. They have been throwing land, throwing land, throwing lands. So it's nothing new, So I think because you must understand, from 2019 to 2022, we cannot throw land and construction also stopped. So at that point, we didn't build houses because construction stopped because of COVID, there's no land release, nothing. It was just continuing what was released in 2018 and 2019. So construction also get delayed, BTO also get delayed. So it was a pause in everybody's life. It was a pause in the cycle. So today, in order to cover back that lack of in the new launch market and the new launch considered new BTO and new private property, they are going to ramp up the supply of HDB flat. It is not new, okay? This is not new. So they say that they had a plan that 2021 to 2025, they're going to launch 100,000 new flats. And now they say that 80,000 of these units will be ready by December. So we have another 20,000 to go in 2025. Okay, so don't worry, there's still a lot more to come. If you think that we are at the start, we are not lah. There's a lot more to come. We still have 20,000 houses for the to the end of 2025. So are they going to build more? And maybe you never know. 2025 rally, maybe they report again, or 2025 budget, then they report again. But again, they are telling you that they will build more, so don't lose confidence. Then later on, that's the ratio that one I talked about earlier. The ratio was very important. You want to see the video, the exact video I recorded. I was so happy to record because it was the most interesting part in the whole rally, to me, as in terms of property. Behind he talked about this Bayshore and this Fernvale sale. I record, but I feel that boliao leh, nothing leh, nothing interesting because he never say what's the restriction. He said it will be released by MMD later in October. So this thing got pushed back from July to October. So it didn't happen in July. So my video in June was to give a warning that it will happen in July, but it didn't happen. So October is when? 2 more months to go. Okay, 2 more months to go. Which is going to be painful because imagine they release this in October. December is public holiday, and normally year end, December, January, this time January, Chinese New Year, I think is 29. So when this thing push out in October, plus the volume drop in December and January, it will be a it's like an impact on the impact, a stack up impact. Okay, then they say they're going to make improvement to home buying process. What they are going to do now, instead of BTO, BTO is built to order, means you order how many I build, they are not going to build to order anymore. They say they are going to build ahead of demand. Means they're willing to build even if it's not 100% sold or 70% sold or 60% sold. Okay, so I assume that it was this way, okay? They are going to keep building ahead of demand. And by doing that, along the way, they can still do sales of balance and all these things. So sales of balance, people that want to wait for sales of balance, right? Sales of balance is very scary one, okay? Why SOB is very scary? Because sales of balance flat, no need to wait very long. So a lot of people that I know, to be frank, the younger generations, my cousins, the younger ones, they all waiting for sales of balance. They are, I don't know why, but maybe they assume there is a lot of sales of balance coming up. Since there's a lot of BTO coming up, there will be people that break up, people that realize that buay gam, then people that divorce, all kinds of things can happen. Then they decided not to go for the BTO flat, or people lose their job or whatsoever, I don't know. But a lot of when there's a lot of BTO flats, later on there will be a lot of sales of balance flats. This is a cycle, this is a cycle. And sales of balance flat, you pay a little bit more, but there's less waiting time. To the extent, I think in 2024 or 2026, 2016, 2018, that time, some of the sales of balance flat don't even need to wait. Like finish the transaction 2, 3 months, they can take key. So there is going to be more sales of balance flat since they are going to build ahead of demand. And because of that, the waiting time will be less than 3 years. Okay, this is a big impact, guys. I don't know how many times I must repeat this, but I already say this many, many times. Even in June, I already say this. Because when people buy house, people will have the option, Should I go and buy BTO flat, sales of balance flat, or resale flat? Okay, so you must understand that during the COVID period, people got no choice. They want to go and buy resale flat. Why? Because there's no sales of balance flat. Then the BTO people, they don't even want to continue their BTO. Why? Because delay. Some the baby very big already, the house never come out. Then what they do? They have to go for resale. So they will forfeit their BTO flat. I see a lot of these category people forfeit their BTO flat, forfeit whatever to move to resale. Okay, it's a very normal process, guys. But with this improvement in the home buying process, when there's more sales of balance flat and BTO waiting time is shorter, a lot of this demand will actually be shifted to the BTO side. Then the resale demand will be shifted. The HDB resale demand will be shifted to the BTO and the sales of balance flat. And less people will buy resale flat. So when demand drop, supply don't need to drop. As long as demand drop. That's economics, ma, correct or not? Okay. So this one is bo bian one, please. I have to help let you all understand. I'm not a PAP supporter. Okay. But I feel that as a Singaporean, we have to learn to ride the wave together with the government. If the government go here, you go here. The government go there, go there. You can benefit from it, ma. If you know that, you know the government say this, okay, means it's going to go this way. Then you're like, okay, let's walk this way. The government will never make HDB flat not affordable. And if that's the case, the government will always control the price of HDB flat. So if today I'm talking about investment, I want to make my money worthy, I want to grow my asset, I will always put my asset in a place that is not in a controlled environment. I don't know if you all understand this. I'm not trying to push you all to buy that, but I'm trying to explain to you all the logic and the fundamentals of Singapore property. Okay? Okay, got not much comments. So okay, you all got comment or don't have to have. Okay, good. It means you all are all focusing. I also never read the comment. Okay? You all can type. I talk later. Okay, I read back and then we discuss later. But that's the main thing. Okay, next. This is not a main thing. This is a big thing. To me, this is a big thing. Then he showed a graph, a very interesting graph. He says that there's going to be more subsidies for plus flats and more subsidies for prime flats. But it will have a tighter restriction. So the prime, I give you more subsidies, right? But I'm going to give you an even tighter restriction. Then the plus, I give you lesser subsidies than the prime, but more subsidies than the standard. But I'm also going to restrict you more. Okay, what does it mean? First of all, let's put it short. The Straits Times write this. The enhanced CPF housing grant, which provide up to 80,000 to lower income, will be increased, especially for those in lower income groups. So if you don't understand, let me explain it to you. Enhanced CPF housing grant, right, is those people with lower income. And there's a gap. There's a different tier. And so if your income is 5K, it's like that. 10K, 8K, 9K, 7K. It's going to have a tail. Then how many tail? You'll get more and more and more and more money, okay, from the government. This enhanced CPF housing grant is on top of your family grant already. Okay, so this is like a 80 plus 80 or 80 plus 60 thing, then plus proximity, that's in the resale side. But this is not just on the resale side. This is also on the new flat. Okay, so this enhanced CPF housing grant is very interesting. If you realize when the minister was talking about it, they talk about this enhanced CPF housing grant, what plus flat lah, prime flat lah, they talk it in the BTO side. But in the Straits Times, word for word, they put which provide up to 80,000 to lower and middle family buying their first new or resale flat. So this is going to be added onto the resale flat, this enhanced CPF housing grant. It's not just on the plus and prime. So we don't know the details yet, because they also say that the Minister of National Development, Desmond Lee, will provide more details on the initiative soon. So this is definitely going to happen. Okay, so what are they trying to say? You see, let's say today they're going to build a house in Bukit Timah, HDB flat in Bukit Timah, or HDB flat. I saw the Marina Bay there got HDB flat. The one opposite near East Coast, near Meyer Road. Meyer Road is supposed to be very atas one. They're going to build HDB flat. So don't need to buy Meyer Road, okay? Because they're going to build HDB flat there. They call you a Marina East or Marina South. Marina East is it? If you all saw the last part, they say they're going to build this bridge from the gardens by the bay to cross over. Then later they're going to build houses there. So what they are trying to tell you is, even if your income is lower, it doesn't mean you cannot stay in this kind of expensive estate, so-called expensive estate place, because they're going to give you more subsidies for you to stay there. You can stay there, but please don't try to make money out of it. This is the way I interpret, okay? Disclaimer, this is the way I interpret, because I can let you buy there, I can give you more subsidies. But by buying there, it may be under prime. Once you under prime, there's more restrictions. What is more restrictions? So far that I learned from a lot of articles and what they have discussed and everything is like what you got to give back subsidies or what 90,000 or whatever you sell or whatever. Then this disclaimer, this is what I heard, I may be wrong. Then MOB is 10 years. Then there may be an income ceiling even in the resale market. Okay. So far, these are some of the things that I think these are the possibilities. So it's very clever because you don't say you cannot stay there. You can, but don't try to make money out of it. Don't try to earn a windfall out of it. You see, today people staying at Margaret lah, Strathmore lah, all these people, they buy the BTO flat, they sell, they trying to earn like what 50% out of it. Okay, 50%, not 50%, they're gonna earn like one full time, means like they buy at let's say 600,000, 700,000, they trying to earn like 1.4 million, 1.3 million. The government don't want this to happen. This is a mistake. To me, this is a mistake, lah. We are trying to cover up the mistake today. We are trying to make people understand how to create fairness in the system. Okay, so I think this is very important. Okay, they are trying to create fairness in the system. Next, the rest I think not very important, really, lah, but they are saying that they are going to help the seniors to build more housing options. I think the government is very smart lah, because we are walking towards a aging population. So they're going to build more elderly friendly household. Then if let's say you were to stay near your parents, even if you are single, you get priority lah if you stay near your parents or you live with your parents. Okay, so these are things that they are adding into the system. Okay, so far I think the one on top about the single and the priority to me is not something too important already. I think the message today is short and sweet and impactful. Okay? If you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, you still think that it's nothing. You still think that the HDB price will continue to go up non-stop. You still think that nothing can stop the HDB price from going up. Then I don't know lah, I got nothing to say. Because I think the government has been repeating this every 6 months to 8 months, every 6 months to 8 months, whether is it on the budget or whether is it on a National Day rally and without cooling measure today. Okay, do you think this is a cooling measure? Actually, this is part of the cooling measure already, because this Plus and Prime actually announced many, many years ago. I still remember it was announced in is it February? I remember that time I was in Bali. Then I did a video at the Bali Villa, a very short video. So it was announced long ago together with the cooling measure already. So this is nothing new, okay? But it's trying to tell you that it's coming. And this build more houses is also part of cooling measure last time, just that it's not a measure, it's like a initiative rather than a restriction. So you may not see it as a measure, but it's a big time measure, okay? So that's it. Any questions you want to ask me? I just want to make the video as fast as I can lah, so that I be the first one to release the video on this kind of thing lah. Okay, so I just want to do it fast as I do a live. Then at the same time, wow, got 189 people already. I so long never live, also got 189 people. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming and watch my live stream. Okay. Too bad I'm not selling anything. I'm not going to lay long anything or give you free gift lah, even if you like the video. But if you can like, I put so much effort to talk. Actually, I'm very happy because if you watch my live stream 2.5 years back, you know that I. Okay, who watched the live stream that I vomited in the live stream? Come, tell me who watched. Wow, nobody watch. I thought a lot of people got watched the live stream. So you all are all my new viewers lah, not the older viewers ah. Or is it lagging? Maybe it's lagging. Okay, so anyway, never mind. If you watch ah, you just put watch lah, okay? So one year, I think last year in April, I did a live stream and I vomited and it was really bad. I was sick. I was sick until close to about 1 year, 1 2 months, and today is August, and I dare to say that I just recovered about 4 to 5 months ago. So I was totally sick for a year. I was trying my best to get back this kind of stamina to talk in front of the live stream and everything and still feel okay. And I'm very happy lah that I can do this live stream today. Okay, so thank you for watching. 183 people, 175 people. It's not easy to do live stream, I have to say. You need a lot of stamina. You can talk, and a lot of things to say, and then you can talk very fast. So I'm very happy that I have recovered from my gastric issues. And I'm still trying to take care of it. I lost about close to 7 to 8 kilos. And I'm trying to maintain my healthy lifestyle. And Wolcott tank. I got enough babies. One is enough. Okay. I'm gonna read back all your comments. I'm gonna read back all your comments. So y'all nobody here saw my live stream and I vomited in the live stream. Or y'all like the live stream I vomited and y'all hear my because I forget to take the mic, I run to the toilet. Nobody here watched that live stream. Okay, never mind. Let's see the comments. So Jeannie says nothing for resale, like nothing big lah. But just now we talked about it. There was something got to do with the enhanced housing grant, but that's for the lower income. So if your income not low, then none of your business lah. Does it mean that there's more sales of balance? Just nice JK back. Yeah, I just told you. Okay, when there's more BTOs, naturally there will be more sales of balance and less people waiting. So it's good. Okay, so I think the rules for singles is still the same. I never see any changes. Jeannie says, I have a feeling that the plus and prime is still going to be fairly expensive. Of course, Jeannie is not going to be cheap because the restrictions are there to you will make money. I have to say, prime and plus you will make money, but you will not make as much. I feel like you will not make as much as what the current people in the system are trying to earn, which is fair because I think it got to be fair, not because you heng go and ballot and then you kena this. Area then you can earn a lot. Then people that kena the normal area cannot earn a lot. That's not fair, ma. So I think the government is trying to make this thing fair. I think fairness is the important word that the government is looking at. Okay. Amanda, actually not true. Amanda, you can go and take a look. Okay. I think there's a lot of BTOs that's taking flats already. Especially the non-prime areas. The government is trying to speed up, lah. You go and take a look. You understand. Hello, Andy. Andy, when you gonna buy me T-shirt again? Kallang condo facing Kallang Basin. There's not much Kallang condo facing Kallang Basin. I feel lah. Why Kallang existing you need to huan eh? I don't understand eh. Xia, thank you very much, Xia. Welcome, you are welcome. What about EC buyer? No change. Yes, EC, no change. Why? Very simple. You must understand ah. Why EC no change? Actually, I also hope that EC will change, but why EC no change? They already tell you already, if prices don't go down, how to release and make things easier? Very difficult, you know, because the government is not here to push the market up. Hello, Bun Chua. Tony Tan. Oh, our president talking to me. Tony Tan. Hi, Aaron. What is your thoughts about Jurong West resale flat? Oh, this is a resale value. Yeah, Tony, I think resale volumes are dropping all over lah. Unless your place have those newly MOP HDB flats, then you'll see your volume increasing. If not, most of the volumes are decreasing lah. I mean, at least that's what I see. Statistically, stats. Wow, cannot pronounce today, don't know why. But if you look at the statistics, right? Statistics, you look at statistics, you realize that yes, it may drop by very little, but I can see the drop and the decreasing lah. I mean, if you compare. Anyway, we are lagging lah, okay? Because today is August, you have to wait for the July or the June. The August data, I think, is mostly the September, October, November data. Income ceiling. Adam, this is the income ceiling. Whatever that the prime and plus, we still haven't hear what is the thing about it. So we got to wait to October. So we're not going to speculate. Francis, okay, Francis, this is very important because yes, he talked a lot about HDB. He won't talk about private. Why? Because like I told you already, the job of the government is to control the HDB price, not to control the private price. So as long as the private price is being moderated and doesn't go above 2 or 3% in a quarter, I think everything is cool, you know. So the main thing that you all have to understand, the basics, back to the basics, is the government needs to control the HDB price. That's all. HDB price need to go down. Okay? Andy can hear my Merlion. Andy is a long time guy. Andy watched my videos for years already. Andy. Must give you a medal already, Andy. Must give you a medal. 198 people already. Okay, so should we wait more measures before buying resale flat? Jasmine, it's not about wait or don't wait. It's just that if you need a house, you buy. You don't need a house, then don't buy lor. It's just so easy lah. If you can wait, then wait lor, you know. If you cannot wait, then buy lah. That's about property. Property is not about going in. If you watch a lot of my videos, I don't want to repeat this again, but it's not about go in at the right time. No, it's not about that, okay? Andy, I only wear one t-shirt only, not asking you to be a wholesaler, Yes, correct. Fen Wong property. Fen Wong is an agent, eh? Fen Wong property. What's the implication of waiting if we are not in a hurry? If you are not in a hurry, you wait lah. There's no implication, ma. If you need the house, then you will buy, ma. But now if you don't need, will you buy? You won't buy one. This is a human mentality. Because this is a big ticket item. It's not like chicken rice, you know. Martin, I talked about this many, many times. Again, if you ask me in the current situation, will I encourage HDB owners to upgrade and sell as soon as it reach MOP? My answer to you is, Martin, if you are into the investment, improving the asset, you want to make money, you can afford it, why not? Okay? But again, Martin, if you cannot afford it, you're trying your best to squeeze and everything, and you want a lot of space, you want to buy OO private property, then don't bother, just stay still with your HDB flat, you know. But if you're really looking into investing, then I will still suggest you to, I cannot say that you must go buy property, because if you go and you buy the wrong property, then means that I say wrongly, ma. But so the thing is, you want to go investment, to me is to make money, it's better to go to a private property, but you need to buy the correct one also. If you sell away your MOP HDB flat, basically you earn money, okay? You earn money, you sell away. You go to a wrong private property, you also liao ma. So it doesn't mean that you confirm sell away your MOP HDB flat. Go and buy a property means you confirm, a private property means you confirm earn money, because it still boils down to what private property you buy, okay? I tell you, there's no good property foreign one, because in Singapore it's full of keyboard warrior. Okay, so the best property forum is me. Oh, bei pai sei leh. Hey, what it means a resale flat will go up or drop? What I mean is whether but just me, you see, nobody can predict the future, ma. But if you don't need now, right? You buy already, then the resale price go down. How? Will you complain? You will, what? So nobody can tell you it will go out or go down one, you see. But if you don't need it, you never buy, then it go down, you say, wow, heng, I never buy. But if you need it, right, you won't care whether it go down or go up one, because you need it at this time. Buying house is very different from buying your stocks or your whatever investment stuff, okay? Okay, so if you ask me, will this whole thing by the ramping up of supply of HDB flats affect the private property market, right? I will say that no matter what happened, they are interrelated to a certain extent. So it will definitely affect a little bit. Okay, it will definitely affect a little bit. But does it mean that ramping up HDB supply will directly affect private property price to drop? My answer is no. Okay? Okay, no questions already. 204 people. It takes 1 second for you to click like, right? It takes me 30 minutes to talk and provide you with so many information. So can you please help me hit the like button? If you haven't subscribed, subscribe, okay? Free one also don't want, don't meow lah, okay? Okay. Don't talk so much already. Okay. Anything, wow, thank you for all the heart shape, lah. Full of love. I think I can sleep very well today, lah. Thank you, right, thank you, huh? Oh, wow, you all like my live stream, huh? Jasmine, you like live stream, is it? Why you like live stream? Now that I have recovered, I feel better talking like that. If not, last time I really got no stamina. So I think it's very important. The gastric and the stomach, right, is everything, I tell you, it's everything. Now I'm a very good boy already. I eat healthy lah. I eat on time lah. Okay, ask question. I like to ask question. Okay. Go CK. Wow, Go CK sounds like an old viewer also. Go. See you many times already. No further cooling measure. Go. I later you go and watch the replay because I say already. This thing you may see, you may not see as a cooling measure, but to me it's an initiative. It's also a cooling measure, just that it's not a restrictive cooling measure. But it's a initiative kind of cooling measure. So to me, it's still a cooling measure. But this cooling measure has been released long ago. You know, it's just when it's going to push into the market. So now we know that it's coming in October. Okay, now we know that it's coming in October. No, I won't set up a property forum because I don't like keyboard warrior. And I feel that really when it comes to investment, other investment or even property, you get a lot of smart Alex one. They like to type, like they can predict the future like that, or like that. I tell you, I cannot. So I cannot stand this kind of thing, okay? Cannot. Right, my gastric is also part and parcel that this apple cider vinegar cost one. So not true. Must be very careful because mine is too much acid. So I drink this vinegar acid. This apple cider is acid, man. It makes it more acidic. So it really jialat. Yeah. And info overload, never mind, Jasmine. The info is incorrect. Incorrectly overload. That's very dangerous. Okay. Oh, yo, Grace. Are you one person that come to my seminar before? I tell you, seminar also tiring. You know, seminar, I got to sit there and talk for 2 hours. And actually, normally, it's not 2 hours. And plus, all your questions, everything, 3 hours. So, will I do it again? Wow. I think very tough. You let me recover more first. Maybe another year of recover. Yang, 我的身体养好先. Yeah. But I feel that there's nothing much for me to talk in seminars today lah. But when time is up or when time is correct, yes, I think we can start seminar again. Yeah. Zoom meeting, maybe you do like that lah. Live mah, live very good, right? Zoom y'all like to hear like those very 劲爆 thing ah, those very like when y'all come to my seminar, I say, oh, this property, that property, y'all like, right? I know, okay. But slowly, okay, slowly. Thank you, Lin Jia Lim. Existing sure not happy with the new housing blocking the unblocked view. SL. Yes, SL. Actually, no choice one. SL, actually, you are correct. But I tell you something. In Redhill, Ghim-Moh there, you already have HDB flats around the MRT station building. So a lot of condos, Principal Garden, Alex Residence, they are going to have HDB all around them. Then now you are reported that at Mayor, this Marina East area, they're going to have HDB flats. So you are correct that existing condo owner not happy, but no choice because the government doesn't want East Coast to be a place where there's only like rich people, example, or only you need to have money, you stay in Kallang, which is not true. So they want a mix in demographics so that there is not much disparity in terms of the demographics, which I have to tell you that is amazing. Okay. It's not easy for government to balance out demographics in the country. Okay, so I think that our government is doing a good job. If you look at some of the YouTube videos, there's a lot of homeless in USA. How true, I don't know, but y'all can go and look it up. There's people that do all these videos to show what is happening in their country. And in USA, they show a lot of homeless. Recently, I saw this video by one of the YouTubers that I like a lot, Graham or something, I forget already. I think I shared his videos recently about the crash or whatever. He went to Santa Monica. It's supposed to be a very amazing high-end place, but there's a lot of homeless now, and people are robbing the shops, and just because the shops don't want to get their insurance affected, they don't report to the police, and then the crime rate dropped. But actually it's because people stop reporting it to the police and the place become like very bad. That people's house got break into like every 6 months or a year. So it becomes a very bad place to stay in, you know. So this to me is also something related to the disparity of demographics. So you have like all rich people, then suddenly, I don't know how to explain, but to me it's related. So I think the government movement of putting a mixture of demographic in the area is very good because it creates a balance and a harmony in the balance. I think that's important. And it also helps in the property prices because it doesn't mean you need to have a lot of money then you can stay there now. It's just that, are you sincerely want to stay there or you just want to make money out of it? Because you know, last time there's a lot of people that they buy like this area just because they want to make money out of it. They don't even stay. They bluff the government. They never even stay. So this is why recently, I think a few years back or a few months back, the government went to check all these houses. The houses are empty. The agents sell brand new condition. 5 years MOB, but brand new condition. Means the owner never stay before and they just use it as an investment item, you see. So the government don't want all these things to happen anymore. Like people bid, people go and ballot and then they get it. Then they say, it's time to earn another 600,000. It's time to earn another 800,000. They don't want this to happen anymore. They want to have fairness in the system. So I think all this new implementation is very good because it's a lesson learned from the past. And then we're trying to make it correct this time. Okay. How to go SG? How come the market so cheap now? Who tell you the market very cheap? Does that make East Coast private property less atas? Icon one, I tell you something, you cannot say that does it make HDB because that's what the government wants to do. It's not about being atas now, you know? It's that HDB and private is different. But it doesn't mean that this location, you cannot get HDB flats. You can. As long as you can follow the restriction, do the 10 years MOP and whatsoever, why not, you know? So you buy HDB flat is to buy, actually to make it simple, I feel like this is just disclaimer again, this is what I feel. You buy a HDB flat, don't think about making money out of it. So the government want to tell you, I can let you stay here, but not because you want to make money out of it, because you really want to stay here. That's really how Prime and Plus work, right? I can let you buy, but you're not here to make money. You are here because you sincerely want to stay here. You don't have enough money, but you sincerely want to stay here. Isn't that what the government is trying to do? Go and think about it, okay? Stefan, correct. About the Santa Monica situation, right? Correct. The Graham Stefan channel, you all can watch, okay? I think you got 5 million subscribers or something. Burglary to check. I know, I saw that one. The gang thing, the China gang, yeah. Wow, banana! Long time no see, banana! Were your live? Oh, yes. Andy, I'm going to keep this live stream on YouTube because I did this video just to attend to this question and I will keep it. But it's a bit long, right? 39 minutes. I don't know where got people watch 39 minutes video. How would you hedge against deflation environment if it happens? I'm not scared. Deflationary environment, and because what goes down comes up. So I talk about this many times. It's about holding power and whether your property has the power to hold. How would that affect private property prices? Make it decrease? No, it won't. To me, it doesn't mean that you build a HDB flat beside a private property means the private property price will go down, because the people that can buy the private property doesn't mean that they can buy the HDB flat because of the restriction. Okay? And the people that buy the HDB flat doesn't mean they can afford the private property lah. So it's two different things. And again, private property has a lot of Private property goes with facilities and a lot of different things like security guard and all these things. It's totally different, guys. It's totally different. Okay. YPF. Hello. YPF also someone that I remember that always watch my video. If I'm not wrong, if I'm not wrong. Okay, 214 people, 40 minutes already. Thank you very much. Thank you for watching. So hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. If you all like my life. If I get enough likes, if I get 200 likes, okay, I will do a live again. Steady, bro. Okay, steady, Actually, anyway, go and join my Telegram group. Okay, go and join my Telegram because I have activities in my Telegram group one, like polling lah. And recently I got this form filling that you can ask some like you can ask question real or not. I'm gonna make a video on it. So you want to have more interaction with me, you want to be more involved, you can join the Telegram group. Because in Telegram group, I will use it as a platform to interact with y'all, hear your views, and I will also create videos based on that. Okay? So join the Telegram group if you are interested to have more interaction. Okay? Okay, thank you, YPF. Okay, thank you guys. Good night. Have a nice day. Okay, I'm gonna press already, Say bye bye leh. 没礼貌, y'all. Is it lagging? Maybe it's lagging. Nobody wants to say bye-bye to me. Jialat. I count to five. See, got bye-bye. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, only got people say I like. Okay. Like, is it bye-bye already? Steady lah, Martin. First one to say bye-bye. Okay, good night.